allowed to pump a Juul out here?
Definitely.
Frowned upon. Can you just smoke cigarettes out here?
Yeah. Probably. I saw those guys smoking a vape. This is land of the Juul up here. So.
Then I'm home. Truly home.
Yeah. So you guys all started your band in 2010.
Yeah.
Can you describe how you all came together originally?
Well, originally it was different than the people who are in the band now. When I started, it was me and my friend Trung, and we had been in bands for a long time together in San Diego, and we had a band before this called The Movers and the Shakers, and we had a bunch of different bands that didn't really, you know, weren't popular or anything, nobody heard them. And then, like, we had some friends down there. This is like when the blog, you know, bands were blowing up, and we had these friends, Colts, and they had like blew up. They're from San Diego, and we kind of knew them, so we were like, man, we knew that they had blown up because like all these blogs that posted about them, so we're like, we should just form a band that like sounds like what like the blogs are posting about right now, like, you know, Neon Indian and Washed Out and stuff. So that's like what we were trying to do, and then we just emailed 50 blogs. And then, like, the next week, like, we were on Best New Music on Pitchfork, and it was, like, we weren't even really a band, hardly. We had never played a show or didn't have any record or anything, so it was kind of crazy. We just had to, like, learn how to do things, like, we probably got way too much attention right away, and it was kind of, like, that happened to a lot of bands back then, you know? It was kind of a crazy time.
Did that whole blog scene kind of get you guys curious into sampling and all that kind of technical aspect of recording music?
No, I was sort of making hip-hop beats and stuff. Like, a couple years before, I thought I was going to make beats for rappers and stuff, what I'm trying to do. And then, yeah. And then we kind of just combined, like, you know, the band which we had before was just kind of, like, Beatles-esque guitar music, and then, like, kind of tried to combine, like, hip-hop stuff with, like, that. And that was sort of, like, the foundation of, like, the project. That's first.
What are some of your favorite samples you've created for your songs?
You know, I don't know. It's just really good to find, like, an old sample that no one's used before that you're pretty sure that no one's used before, because, like, you can't really take from, like, even obscure funk records. Like, the most obscure funk record you ever find is probably going to be found by someone else first and, like, used. So, like, you have to, like, really go deep into, like, some old, obscure, like, radio show that has, like, instrumental music or something like that. So, yeah, there's, like, a really beautiful... I think I might make a song out of it, but, like, from, like, something from the 1950s, it's, like, some shitty radio mystery that has, like, the most beautiful orchestral, like, sequences in between that are, like, super melodic, and, like, I'll probably use that because it's, like, probably won't get sued, and, like, I know for a fact no one's ever even heard it, or, I mean, no one's used it for hip-hop or anything like that.
Do you usually add your own effects to try to remediate samples, or do you usually just cut them and loop them?
It depends. You cut them and loop them and speed them up, or just do whatever. Just put verb on them.
How would you describe how your sounds changed over the years?
No, I think we used to be way more, at least like when it started, like more into like the Beatles, like kind of like what our other band was, where we were really trying to like be like the early Beatles and like write songs like that were kind of like very poppy and like very simple. And then as I've gotten older, I think I've tried to like write more sophisticated lyrics a lot of times. But I pretty much make the music the same way I did back then. You know, you just kind of like either have a sample or an idea, and just like that will kind of dictate what the song eventually becomes. But usually it's the same. I mean, it's like three verses and like a chorus is like what I just always aim for. It's easy. Once you know you have two verses, you're like, all right, the song's pretty much done. Like, I don't need to work any harder, so that's good.
What's your the most fulfilling aspect of making music for you?
I like it because it's just, as opposed to other art forms, I think it's really a lot easy. I mean, I don't know, maybe that's just because I have been in bands since I was young and I gravitated towards it, but, like, it's easy to me because it's, like, I could sit down at a computer and, like, pretty much be done with the song maybe in, like, an hour, whereas, like, if you wanted to make a movie, I mean, it's, like, crazy the amount of work and, like, probably won't be good anyway, and, you know, so, you know, it's, like, a low investment. Like, it's not, like, stressful to me, and that's what I like about music. I don't know if that really answered your question, whether it was fulfilling, but...
When did you guys first start touring? Was it soon after you guys kind of blew up off the blogs?
Yeah, we started, like, we immediately tried to put together a band right after that because we were getting hit up by, like, industry people, which, like, was strange. We didn't really know what to do. Like I said, we weren't, like, a band, so we couldn't, like, just, like, go on tour and open for, like, whatever crazy band they were saying that we might be able to open for.
We got the fish tacos.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Thank you.
Yeah, enjoy.
And, yeah, I think we went on tour, like, maybe a year. Our first tour was, like, a year after, and it was, like, it's kind of funny. I mean, it's, like, nobody came to that first tour, hardly. I mean, some people did, but it felt like we got a lot more attention back then, but, like, it didn't really translate to, like, people coming out to shows. Whereas, like, now, like, you know, no one writes about us or anything, but, like, this whole tour was sold out, which is, like, I don't really know how that happened, but
are there
cool.
Specific places you like going on tour to? Like, specific towns or cities?
Not really. Like, towns are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Fine. There's, like, four cities in the U.S. that just, like, feel really different than the rest.
What are those?
I think Miami feels maybe the most different. It kind of feels like it's not really America, almost. Because of, like, the Latino influence is so strong. Like, they don't have indie rock clubs down there, you know? Like, if you play a show down there, you have to play in, like, a dance club, which is kind of interesting. So that's, like, different. It's nice. Then there's, like, New York is different. And, like, Southern California has its own vibe, and then New Orleans, I feel like, is kind of different. But other than that, like, every big city has, like, its one hip street with, like, the hip bar that everyone, the bands come through, and, like, I don't know, it feels very samey, like, most of the time. But
similar when you travel abroad?
Well, we've only toured one time in Europe, and we were opening for a band called Elvis Presley, and I don't know, yeah, it was, like, not that different. I don't know, it kind of all blurs together. It was kind of a crazy tour where we were just, like, crisscrossing countries with no rest and, like, playing to these crazy small towns and stuff. Like, I think the booking agent kind of, like, fucked things up for us. I know they were pretty upset with him. See, we were, like, driving by big cities, like, to go to, like, these tiny towns with, like, 60 people, and they were, like, just passing by, like, the big metropolis where we probably should be playing to, like, play these tiny venues. I don't know. It was pretty cool out there, I guess.
What do you consider your favorite aspect of touring?
Honestly, just, like, hanging out with basically my friends, like, in a van and just, like, joking around, I think is the most fun part. Like, I'm not, like, the most natural performer. It's not, like, that part doesn't really gravitate. Like, where George is opening up for us, if you guys stick around and see the show, George Clanton, like, kills it up there and, like, looks like he has so much fun, and I don't know. I just, like, that's never been, like, my thing that I like doing that much. So, like, to me, I like just, like, hang out and, like, getting drunk and partying with my friends, basically.
Do you recall your most serendipitous show you've ever played?
Serendipitous? How do you mean serendipitous?
Just, like, it was, like, a random show that ended up being really cool.
There must be something. Let me think about that. Can I think about that one for a second?
Are you currently writing any material since the death of the party girl?
I've been writing some stuff here and there, and I was, like, trying to take a break from it for a while. I moved to New York, and I was, like, going to write a book, I thought, but I got too distracted, and it was really hard. It's hard to write, like, a book. And so I found myself, like, procrastinating by, like, making music, which was, I mean, I guess if that's a way to procrastinate, it's pretty productive, so it was, like, not that bad.
So you're from L.A. area, and then you moved to New York. What is there any difference in writing songs in the different towns?
Well, I don't know. I didn't really live in New York. I was just there for 4 months, like, on a vacation, but I don't know. No, it's not really a difference. Like, I write, I don't know, just wherever I am. Yeah. Most times it's L.A. But
do you guys have any plans after the tour?
Well, we have another tour in about 2 months, and I think I might try. We have 2 months of nothing to do, so I was thinking about, like, going out and kind of doing the plan I was going to do with New York, which I wanted to go out there and, like, you know, write this book that I was going to do. But I think I'd have to go somewhere, like, actually isolated, which I've never done. So I was thinking about going to Taos, New Mexico, is maybe what I'm considering right now. I'm going out there for a month and, like really getting away from, like, distractions and stuff. I might try that. I'm not sure if I actually will, but it's a dream. Okay, let me go back to that serendipity question and see if I can come up with something that's... That's just a funny, like, word to describe a show.
Yeah.
Well, we've been lucky enough to, like, tour with, like, you know, a lot of great bands that we love and just, like, played with George or, like, our friend Wishbone, and then they later went on tour with us and became really good friends. So, like, it's kind of serendipitous.
Yeah.
I remember... Do you know Wishbone at all? We went on tour with her, and then, like... It was kind of serendipitous because I lived down the street from a bowling alley, and there was this girl who would do karaoke. She would host a karaoke nights, and like I would go there and I would just be like, oh my god, who is that like babe? Like I need to go talk to her. I was like too chicken. Tried to talk to her once, she like totally blew me off, and I was like, all right, that was that. But then it turned out our friend Matt was like, oh, I love this band Wishbone, and I like checked him out. Didn't know what she looked like, and I was like, oh, she should open for our show. One time, and it turned out to be the same girl. And then we went on tour with her. I know.
It
was crazy. I was like, I can't believe that.
That's pretty serendipitous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that counts a little bit.